Hey there, podcast fans. Are you looking for a new true crime podcast? Check out Gangster House, the new podcast from Imperative Entertainment. Gangster House has everything. Hospital hitmen, FBI informants, a prison escape, a van explosion, and so much more. I'm Jason Hoke, creator of Gangster House and producer of podcast mega hits Atlanta Monster, Broken Hearts, and Monster, the Zodiac Killer. Listen to Gangster House right now on your favorite podcast player.
Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and 2-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Well, we have arrived at the final stage. Stage 3, Game Masters, Center of Science and Industry, Columbus, Ohio. Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Owen. Subbing for Dante.
Subbing for Dante Kong. That's what he goes by.
Dante Kong. Kong!
No, Kong. Like Donkey Kong. Kong.
Oh, Dante Kong.
You didn't know that?
No. Dante changed that. That's too much. Dante Kong.
He says it well. I mean, he's like, and I am Dante Kong.
And I am Dante Kong.
But you're not
Dante. How many people out there actually were going, oh, like Donkey Kong? Oh.
I think a lot of people got it.
Oh, no. I didn't. I mean, I guess I'm the Comics Arena guy who filled in for the more of the gamer guy.
Yeah. So. Well, it's only because he wouldn't travel. He's not suited for travel.
Yeah. Dante doesn't come in a travel size.
He does not. So, yeah, we have Owen from Comics Arena with us today for the final stage. You've been here for all three.
Yeah, I play games too.
Yeah, you play games. You love comic books, but you also play games. The final stage is the one we've been looking forward to the most because it is indies.
Yeah, the indie games. And I'm not like a hipster or anything.
Neither am I, which is weird.
We're not like hipster indie gamers.
But we both have glasses like hipsters.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
And I have a bushy beard.
What is that? No. No, we're really not. We're not. So, indies. They're probably the section we spent the most time in, the showcase that we were the most excited about talking about. But before we get there, we're going to talk about some of the other games, such as Minecraft.
Yeah.
Minecraft had a huge part. It was actually the final game of the exhibit. It's the game as you're walking out. It's Minecraft. Big screen.
Big old posters where kids are taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah. So people love Minecraft.
Yeah, they do.
I own Minecraft. I've never put it in.
Yeah, I've never played it.
It is a game that I have considered doing for the Liquid Gamer podcast to feature.
Kids love it.
Kids do love it.
It's like Pokemon.
It's like our Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because Pokemon's not Pokemon anymore.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Minecraft is Pokemon, I guess.
Yeah, Minecraft.
But it really is nothing like Pokemon. It's just like Legos.
It's just popular, like, you know, it's just everywhere. Kids in Minecraft shirts and Yeah. I want to be the Minecraft guy for Halloween. You know.
So Minecraft, even though I have not played it, I understand the appeal, and I almost think it should be in the game changer section, even though it is developed independently, because the cult following behind it, along with just the amount of time that people have put into this game to create these worlds at the scales that they have, is phenomenal. It's very, very, very impressive. Out of every game where you create, no game can touch the amount of creation that Minecraft has given us. So I understand why it was so busy, and I understand why we didn't get a chance to look. I get to watch
people play. It's like people play Minecraft and mine and dig and build to see how far it goes. You know, like I had a guy who, I knew a guy who, there was a cave where he was digging, and he just kept digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And the purpose was to just see if he could get to a point where it stopped.
And?
He has not.
Really?
Like last time I checked in, he did not get to a point where he just was able to stop digging or stop going to wherever he was going. And he had to keep building torches and lighting lights and all the stuff, because eventually got to a point where it's like, yeah, it's darkness. So I could put a torch up and then go keep further and build your cave a little bit further and then put another torch up and keep going and keep going.
How's that possible? Interesting. And I think that's one of the appeals. I mean, it's like a lot of people, Dante included, find ways to like break games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when I had him play my levels on Super Mario Maker, the name of the level is Liquid Gamer Podcast 1-1. He spent more time trying to figure out how to break it and cheat it than playing.
Did he break it?
Yeah, I think he got above. He found a way to, like, get above the level. I was like, whatever.
And so he just walked all the way across and beat it in, like, 2 seconds. It
was a pretty long level.
So, but he beat it real easily, did?
Because, like, the point of the level was to, like, you gotta, like, fly around in this little cloud thing and shoot balls at people. But he found a way to wreck it, I think.
And just get over it and go, yeah, your level sucked.
It happens. He's like, they're all breakable. I'm like, okay. Angry Birds was there. That was a huge touchscreen.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that.
I mean, that was like a 50-inch touchscreen.
Which is funny, because it's like, I would have imagined that. I mean, I guess I would imagine a bunch of iPads or something set up.
And they did have a lot of iPads set up, like in the middle. There was a ton of tablets with a ton of great indie games. Yeah. But Angry Birds had its own giant.
Yeah, I mean, Angry Birds is probably.
It's got a movie.
Successful. Yeah, exactly. They got a movie and animated shorts and crap on Netflix now.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Plush toys and
bottles. I own the plush toys.
Wow.
I do.
Like, those whoever made Angry Birds, boy.
Way to go.
Yeah.
And, it's somewhat clever. Gravity-based games are always intriguing. But, I mean, it's just flinging a bird.
Sometimes that bird explodes. Sometimes it turns into three other birds.
Yeah. Very ingenious. Angry Birds Star Wars is amazing.
Yeah.
Did you play it?
I did play it.
Yeah, it's great. Everything about it's great. Get a little bit of love, little nods to the franchise here and there. Angry Birds is an unbelievable indie developed game. And it deserves where it's at.
Yeah.
We had Parappa the Rappa.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Jump, kick, jump.
Jump, punch. Jump, punch, turn.
We did have a little issues with the controllers.
It took a while to get back into the groove.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, there is a learning curve.
Yeah.
It's
kind of the earliest versions to me of, like, a Guitar Hero.
And it's weird that, like, I know the creator gets a lot of credit for, you know, indie development. But in my head, I'm like, no, this is, like, the great-great-grandfather of all music-based games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I really don't think that it gets the amount of exposure that it should. Now, Parappa the Rappa 2 is available on PlayStation Store. What was that game? The cat, where you play that cat who plays the guitar. It was actually the sequel. It came out after Parappa the Rappa because it was a minor character from that.
Oh, I do kind of remember that.
We might get into it later. As far as, let's see, they had... There's a lot. They had Braid. We played Braid.
Yeah, Braid was something that got kind of popular. I think that was like an Xbox.
Yes. It was an Xbox arcade.
Yeah.
So Braid, you play as this little guy who, you know, it's just a basic platformer, really. But at any point in the game, you can reverse time.
Yeah.
It reverses your actions as well. So
but if you die, you're like, ooh,
well. Or if you're like right near death.
Yeah.
Because if you die, you die.
Yeah, if you die, you die. But if you're about to die, you can...
Right. Which is actually, you know, it's ingenious. It's very simplistic.
And the music was Prince of Persia style. Where, like, the music was really... The Braid music has this kind of flowing melody, but it was, what's fun about Braid is, like, the music sounds just as cool when it, you reverse it as it does when it goes, you know what I mean?
We played Flow, Flower, and Journey. Journey, to me, is... probably one of the best indie games of all time. I know you didn't know what was going on. You seemed a little lost.
What, in Braid?
No, Journey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I think it's a kind of a game that you need to start. You can't just, like...
Yeah, you can't just walk in
mid-level.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're just like, what am I doing? I'm just floating around. And the same goes with Flower.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what am I... It's like, I'm like, you're the wind.
You're the wind. Like, oh, I'm the
wind. I'm the wind. And there's actually a lot of purpose to that game. A little bit of an environmental, you know, shadow. But
like, you're the wind. Just blow, man. And it's like, what?
The music is really good in that game, too.
I mean, I think that's a telltale sign that you're in an indie game, is the music is kind of rad.
Yeah.
And, like, not just, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but it gets kind of, like, real indie sounding.
Yeah.
Like.
Coffee house.
Right, yeah, coffee house music.
So one of the big games there, besides the ones we already mentioned, big for me, just because a lot of my parties throughout my life, well, not throughout, I guess, throughout my adult life, we played Castle Crashers.
Yeah.
And it was featured pretty heavily. It was busy.
Yeah.
But
I didn't get to play it. I wanted to.
Yeah, but I own it.
That and, like, Alien Hominid.
Right. So the Behemoth games, you know, both of those, were both featured at Game Masters. And I love Castle Crashers so much. It's perfect party game.
Yep.
Easily pass off controller game. I mean, it's everything about it's great. Pretty simple platformer. I mean, in the way that we both loved Turtles growing up.
Right.
The arcade. This is a perfect transition.
Yep.
And I was really happy to play that. But, I don't know, we might as well get into the showcase just because that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Talk about the showcase for me.
So, our showcase was this game called Vib Ribbon. Done by the same developer who did the Parappa the Rapper.
Right.
But, I mean, immediately, like, I think you started playing it first. And
yeah, I started playing it. You were playing Parappa, and I just picked up what was next to it.
Yeah, you just sort of picked up what was next to it. And the game is very, I mean, as far as the gameplay and what it looks like, I mean, it's the graphics are very basic. It's pretty much all black and white. It's literally like this line that creates very basic shapes. It'll either create a loop or a square that you have to jump over, or a divot in the ground that's in the shape of a V, or a squiggly line that you have to hop over. And there are really only these like four obstacles. And pretty much you navigate your character over the obstacles. Like, they either have to turn around in the loop or jump over the box or step over the divot.
It's funny, as you're describing it, I am bored.
Yeah, I mean, it is like I can't imagine the game from afar. It has to be the most boring game in the world. Describing it, it has to be the most boring game in the world. I can't even say it's a boring game to watch someone else play. Like, It would have to be from afar, because like once you're close enough to, because again, it's an indie game, right. And the music is like it's this very kind of coffee housey, dubby, steppy, you know, music that's but like dubstep in the catchiest way, and like you I mean, because it was I'm playing Parappa the Rapper, and the first thing that got me was like the music, and I go, what is this music, this game? And I'm looking and just like how jumpy the animation looks, and like you kind of are intrigued by it, and then you start watching it, and it's like you become hypnotized by it, and all you want to do is get this little horrible bunny character from one end of the screen to the other end of the screen without making the song skip a bunch of times, and each time you make a mistake, the screen becomes more and more erratic, and it becomes intense because you're like, oh god, how much is left before I get to the end, and can I get to the end without screwing this up? And I mean, that's probably a game that, like, I would probably still be playing it there right now if the exhibit didn't close. You know what I mean? Like, I can't explain it other than, wow, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody took a very basic, everything about that game is basic to me and incredibly entertaining at the same time.
So, we went to the show, you know, a few weeks ago, and it is both of us agree that it was our favorite game.
It was the favorite game of the entire exhibit.
So, when, like you said, that there were just basic shapes, right? Yeah. There's a lot more than that. So
you went out and got the game?
Well, the day we got back, I bought the game. It's not available. It's available on PS3. It's available on PSP, and it's available on PS Vita. And I mastered, over these past 2 weeks, I've mastered bronze and silver. But gold, they're comboed.
So you have to do two buttons at the same time.
Right. And it gets pretty crazy. So, you play as a character, Vibri. That's the name of the character. Probably one of the most innovative things about this game is something that we can't experience on the Vita or at Game Masters. And that would be the fact that this game loads into the ROM of your system, right? And you can put in any CD and play any track, and the level completely changes.
Really?
Yeah.
So based off of the music,
yeah.
That dictates the level.
Right.
That's awesome.
I know. Like, it's...
So you could play whatever you want. Like, you could...
Yeah.
It loads into the ROM of your system, and you could play Red Hot Chili Peppers if you'd like.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to build the level.
Every episode.
It's going to build the level based off of your stellar Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Yeah.
So... The art style is shockingly simple, right? Yeah. But it's so cool, though. You know what I mean? And it's funny. I've never played Vib Ribbon, but there are four games of the same family. There's actually a rap version of Vib Ribbon, and I don't know. It's just. It's weird that I'm really happy to Game Masters to bring this game to my attention. It was developed by Nanoan Shah and published by Sony. And this came out in the year 2000 in Europe and the US. And it's, I don't know, it's very memorable. You're playing
It's incredibly memorable.
You're playing it now. It doesn't look like you're doing too well, actually.
No.
You gotta get the buttons.
You have to figure out what the buttons were.
But the music is very independent.
And yeah, very indie, very catchy. Like, it's a game that, if you play it, it'll get stuck in your head.
As far as what people think of the game currently, GameSpot still ranks it a 7 out of 10. I mean, it's definitely something that if you have a Vita, if you have a PS3, I think it's definitely worth... The $6 I paid to grab it. I think it's definitely...
Like, it's worth me buying a Vita just to have this game.
If you have iOS, which you do, Owen, right?
I think so.
Yeah, you have an iPhone.
Yep.
There's a game that uses pretty much the exact same format. It's a game called Russian Dancing Men. So if you want to have a similar experience, you don't own a Sony device, maybe Russian Dancing Men is up your alley.
I don't know if I want to do Russian Dancing Men.
Well, I think that you need to give it a shot. I don't know how much it is. I'm sure it's completely affordable.
How do I go over the divots?
Up. 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 Oh, well, you're already... So, it's a good point to bring up since you're getting hurt so much. You do start out as Vibri, who appears to be a rabbit. If you do really well, you become Super Vibri, who has the appearance of a fairy with a crown. And as you make mistakes, which you've actually made all the mistakes...
I made all the mistakes, and you de-evolve into a worm.
Well, no, it's not a worm.
They say it's a worm.
Who does?
The people.
Oh.
I mean, yes, it looks like a TV with a thing.
So, you turn into almost like a frog.
Yep.
And then, if you get hurt even more, you turn into what looks like a television and an extension cord. But they call a worm.
Mm-hmm.
And all the animations are different for every single type. Which I thought was actually really nice that they included that. Even Super Vibri
moves completely differently. Spins around and is like all happy.
I did put it on gold, just because I wanted you to experience. I don't think we played gold there.
How do I get over the that? How do I go over the stars?
They're different. I mean, it's you got to think of the shape. So, like, if it's a box with a cut in it, it's obviously ground and box. So normally, so you have basic shapes, right? You have the loop and you have the ground. But I mean, this, when you play it on gold, you're going to see stars. You're going to see what looks like a flower that you have to somehow swirl around. There's big spiky boxes. It gets pretty intense. It's kind
of I don't know how to get over the box or the spiky boxes.
The spiky boxes is
the spiky loops.
The spiky loops would be a spike and a loop. And then there's like starry loops that are on top of hills, and those are up and circle.
So these starry loops, they're circle and up?
No. They're circle and ground.
Oh, and even kind of establishes that.
Yeah, kind of. By giving you... There you go. So as you play that, I do want to give the special announcement out that I've been talking about for two episodes. If you don't know, because you might be a first-time listener to the show, I kind of have a second hobby, we'll call it, where I make card games, and I put them on Kickstarter. I have had six successfully funded card games. I would like to announce now that I'm going to be launching the newest card game today. It's actually a follow-up to one of my original card games. I'm launching Re-Presidency Civil War. It's just like what you think. It's RE and then Presidency. Civil War. So it's all based off of Civil War history. I'm a huge history buff. Obviously, you know, as a member of COSI, I'm a huge science buff. Maybe I'll make a science game after this. But if you could, while Owen tries to get past this very difficult level, check out our Kickstarter. You can look up my name, Ryan. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one out there spelled that way. But also, you can just look for Re-Presidency Civil War. I would really appreciate it. Even if it's just a dollar to help me get to my small funding goal, that would be lovely. Did you make it?
I've made it to the third part of the...
Of gold?
I'm not going to make it.
Explain what you're doing. This is an audio podcast.
I'm now going over Squiggly Line. did that pretty well. Squiggly line. Box on top of a squiggly line. Oh. And what's cool is the line you're on, like, sometimes it changes perspective. So generally you're looking at it as like a side scroller, but occasionally it'll change perspective.
It actually makes it a lot more difficult.
Yes, it does.
Gold does that quite a bit. Silver even does that. It almost gives you an over-the-shoulder.
And it killed me with two left.
Sorry. You scored 245 points.
Is that good?
I don't know. But I was very happy when I found this. I actually bought it.
I wish I had a Vita now.
Like, we got back, right? And then my daughter had a swim class. And luckily the Y has Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So I was Googling, like, where can I get this? Because I will go buy... And it's only available in Japanese. Like, when you...
Yeah, it's a Japanese band that does the music.
Yeah, they do the music for the entire first game. And, you know, I was like, I'll find out where this is. And they're all rather expensive, you know, on eBay. Because I guess they're all considered imports.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of getting stressed out. I did find it on the PlayStation Store. I bought it. And I ran home after swim class, and I got on the PlayStation 4, and I was like, all right, let's play. And then it wasn't there. And then I realized that it said PS3, not PS4, and I don't have a PS3 anymore. Because I really wanted to play it on the console.
Can you give it to me?
What?
I have a PS3.
Well, I mean, I bought it. It's both. So if I had a PS3, I would own both. So if you let me log into your PS3, I can download it. But as soon as you log out, it'll be gone.
Oh.
That's the only thing. Because I really want to play it on console because I want to put my own music. Because I can't do that on Vita. Because there is no disc. I can't even put in a memory card. And like there was no adaptation to make it work. So, but I mean, a lot of the people talk about how difficult it is when you use your own music. Because the songs are a lot more complex than you think. Because you can have, you know, star, 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 circle, circle, all star. And it could be all over the place. Because it does interpret the music and the instruments and turns it into a level.
That's awesome.
Red Hot Chili Peppers would probably be pretty difficult with him being all funky. For all you know, funky is a star.
That's true.
Stars aren't easy.
Or Flea playing that bass, slapping that bass.
Whoever that is.
Flea, you know who Flea is?
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
So if you've not checked it out, or if you don't know what we're talking about, Vib Ribbon... is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is. It was a highlight of the entire trip.
Isn't that weird? And we did a bunch of stuff. I mean,
we did. We did a lot of stuff.
We went to the oceans. You had fun at the Sesame Street thing.
Yeah, we went there and they were... I was expecting only to do this exhibit. And then we get there and the coast side people were like, oh, yeah, no, you know, check out the whole... So it's like, okay, we'll factor that in and maybe do a little bonusing about the coast side as a whole, not just this one exhibit.
Right.
So we checked out the other stuff, but even with Kosai as a whole, the highlight was Vib Ribbon.
Yeah. There's actually several sequels to Vib Ribbon.
Really?
There was one on like the Wii where you like it's based off of imagery and you can upload your own images.
Oh, so none of them are really like...
No, they are. It still is, but like when you tap on something, like they're not... You're right. They're not exact except for the rap one.
Yeah.
But I could not find that anywhere. I wouldn't mind playing the rap version.
Yeah, I want Vib Ribbon now.
I'm sorry.
Give me your Vita.
I mean, get the Russian Dancing Men.
I don't know if that's going to be the same. Same developers?
No. Just made by a fan. Excellent, excellent, excellent game. Excellent exhibit. Excellent museum. Just a really positive experience altogether. Vib Ribbon, though, you know, I mean, I did go out and buy a game directly after playing it at the exhibit. So, obviously, the most inspirational to me was that game. And, you know, I'm afraid if you Google Vib Ribbon right now, you're not going to be impressed by Google Images.
You gotta play it. Like, it's the only thing I can say is... Play it for 5 minutes and tell me if you can just put the game down after 5 minutes of playing it.
Right. A lot of kids did. people that play it after us. I watch a bunch of kids try it.
Well, I think it takes a while to learn the shapes. But also, I think the music is a big thing. Like, I think little kids aren't going to be pulled into the music as much as, like, you know, maybe late teens, 20s, people who are primed age to be sucked up in that indie hipster kind of thing.
So what I want you to do to get a better idea of Vib Ribbon, if you don't want to pay, I understand. But YouTube has, like, user uploads of people that use, like, their own personal music, like, mm-hmm. their own personal music they like, and the videos are crazy. Crazy. Like, because some of these songs generate impossible levels. And it's entertaining. It's very entertaining to watch. Because I know what kind of stress that player's going through.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because I've played it.
Because the screen gets all shaky. Like, yeah. Every time you screw up, it's kind of like when you're playing Guitar Hero or Rock Band, and every time you miss a note, it's like, and you don't hit the notes, and people start booing you. It's like that, but it's worse, because it's harder to do it the more you screw up.
Right. Exactly. Because it really, I mean, it's just this, it puts a strain on you.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like a failure. Like, you just get so stressed out. But, I mean, that's what games should do, I think, in a way. But excellent game. Definitely need to check it out. Definitely need to go to Kosai if you're close, or don't mind making a trip, a day trip even. Kosai is, I mean, it's smack dab in the middle of Columbus, which is in the smack dab middle of Ohio. You know, it was a short drive for us. It might be a longer drive for you, but I think you should definitely at least check out you know, their Facebook, their website. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. A lot of cool shows. They do a really cool movie series.
Yeah.
During the cold months, which I'm looking forward to this year as a member. It's always fun for my kids to get to see, because I know they played Home Alone last year and I wasn't able to make it. So hopefully this year we'll be able to do some of that. Game Masters is a traveling exhibit. Currently, you know, it's in Columbus. But if you're listening to this episode a year from now, it might be someplace else. It is based in Australia. So, I mean, they have been all over the world. I know they were in the UK, and they're doing the US throughout the next few years. So it should be coming somewhere near you. So definitely need to check it out. You can check out Owen's podcast, Comics Arena. I know there's two different ones. You got Comics Arena Heroes, Comics Arena Villains. But both of those shows are on the Hero Heads feed. And you're part of the Hero Heads podcast family. Mm. Yeah. Hero Heads family. You can follow him at Twitter, at Comics Arena. You can follow me, at West Aries. If you like the Liquid Gamer podcast, you can find us on Patreon. And you can also find us on Twitter, at The Liquid Gamer. So, next episode, we're going back to...
the future.
I wish. we're going back to the old format. So, we're
you
won't
see me anymore. You'll see Dante.
Well, you'll be. They can go see you on Comics Arena.
Yeah, that's true.
Hear about the Red Hot Chili Peppers and your love of them. Get three episodes. Every episode has mentioned the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You should feel honored.
Well,
hashtag Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's a long hashtag.
That is a long hashtag.
Oh, wait. Red RHCP?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Do they do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, make sure to listen. I know it's my season coming up, so I will be... given trivia from Dante for the next 10 episodes following this one. Hopefully he is as nice to me as I was to him on the previous season.
No, I hope not. He's probably not going to be.
He gets pretty salty over stuff. He really does. So we'll have to figure out how that turns out.
What year was Sonic first conceived?
Right. Yeah, he would do that. So until then... you know, hopefully you continue to listen. I think it was fun. It was a really nice trip. I mean, Columbus isn't that far. I'm a member, so I'll definitely go back to Kosai. You know, hopefully you'll join me on that. Because as a member, I get a free adult.
So oh.
We can go see a movie or something.
Yeah.
So until then, if you, you're allowed to come back sometime if you'd like. But I'm not going to make any promises.
Maybe this would be cool if you do a Destiny episode for sure.
Okay, you'd come back for Destiny.
I'd come back for Destiny. I've invested a lot in that game.
Really?
A lot of time, anyway.
I don't see the appeal.
And they got some new DLC coming out in September.
Well, maybe we'll try to time it around then. Does that work?
Oh, sure.
All right, cool. So, yeah. So I'm launching the Kickstarter today. It's a big deal. Re-presidency, Civil War. So I need as much support as I can get, even if you visit.
Iron Man, Captain America, Hawkeye, those guys.
I'm just playing off that.
Versus George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
That would be a cool game. I don't have the licensing. All right, so until next time, my name is Ryan.
And I'm Owen.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and...
Good game.
Good gaming.
My cup, such in my house, I can't find. Hey. Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning, just $5.55 for a medium. Save time, order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax, prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and 2 day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff and jewelry. Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and 2 day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.